Executive Director of the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Arts for the Australia Council for the Arts, Lydia Miller, joins us right now. G'day, Lydia.
Hi, how are you?
I'm really good. Thanks for joining us on 2SER.
Absolute pleasure to be here.
Exciting to have you on the line as well, because the awards are only about 40, 45 minutes away.
That's right.
So I guess we'll have to be quite quick, but I guess they're taking on a very different form this year with obviously a lack of public gathering, but really great that it's going ahead. Can you tell us a little bit how they're different this year?
Well, we're actually on a digital platform, and it's really exciting because we're working with a company, Fourth Wall, to be able to broadcast this. So we're doing it from a number of states. We're doing it from South Australia, we're doing it from New South Wales, and actually we're doing it from Queensland and Victoria. Our recipients are in lots of different states, so it's been really quite exciting and challenging to be able to bring everybody together on this digital platform. And I think for the first time we've got a reach that's not only just national, but it's international as well. So we're really looking forward to people joining us, if they can, at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. to really celebrate outstanding achievement and creativity from First Nations artists.
Can you tell us a little bit about the history of the awards? Because they've been around quite a long time. They're called something different before, I think. How long has it been going for?
They've been going for a number of years, since 1993. Yeah. And the really telling aspect here is that before 1993, it was very rare for people to be recognised with their achievement. So it's really important. And then over the years, we've added to that, and we were really excited to contribute an additional award for the Red Ochre Award for Outstanding Achievement so that a male and female recipient could be given the award. And that came in about 2017. So it's been an absolute journey to be able to bring it to this point where we're celebrating not just outstanding lifetime achievement with the Red Ochre Award. We also celebrate with the Dreaming Award, the 18 to 30-year-olds who are just starting off on those really initial early explorations of their art and creativity, and we want to really support that. We also have fellowships, which is mid-career artists, I guess, and that's about their endeavours that we support for over 2 years, and there are a number of fellowships that are involved in this year's actual presentations. And then, of course, we have Australia Council Awards that have been already recognised in the areas of visual arts and disability, and we also have Emerging Career Development Awards, because we really think supporting young people is absolutely fundamental to the future of our country in terms of its cultural life.
Yeah, I love the Dreaming Award presented to emerging artists in the field. We've had people like Nakia Louie win it, and Nookie, who we play here at 2SER.
Yes.
Some amazing talent. How is it judged, and is it sort of just look at all the arts fields from a wide spectrum?
Absolutely. It's right across the arts, and we ask for nominations. And those nominations are actually decided by a peer panel, our First Nations Arts Strategy Panel.
Yeah.
And the chair of that is Wesley Enoch, who will be Master of Ceremonies tonight. And, of course, that's really important that we have that peer assessment involved, because people are able to really understand and gauge where people are at in their careers and also what those nominations actually reflect about who is within various endeavours of practice throughout the country.
Well, Wesley Enoch, of course, Sydney Festival Director as well, so he's
indeed
very
yeah.
wide knowledge around the arts in Sydney particularly, but I'm sure around the country.
Absolutely.
Sorry, keep going.
I was going to say he's joined by Leanne Juniper Buxkin, who's also Deputy Chair of the Australia Council Board, and so we're very excited to have people of extraordinary caliber actually take you all on a journey for the next hour from 6 to 7 p.m.
Yeah, so cool. The Red Ochre Award, of course, it's a big one, a lifetime achievement award. Does the person who receives it have an idea that they're going to get it? Obviously, they're sort of prepared. Like, how is that decided? Is it the same sort of panel that looks at that?
It is, actually. Yeah. It's a nomination-based award, and therefore you're nominated by somebody else. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it really surprises people when we say, actually, the strategy panel deliberated, and I'm just ringing you to tell you, you are the recipient of a Red Ochre Award. And people have this moment of absolute silence. And I think to myself, I better keep talking because they sound like they're slightly overwhelmed and shocked. And, I mean, it's overwhelming for people, because to be recognised in terms of your lifetime outstanding achievement is, I think, an incredible, incredible endorsement of that really extraordinary drive and will and passion and vision that people have.
Yeah.
And we're talking about people who are senior artists. So, you know, during the beginning of their journey, they didn't have the support mechanisms that people have today. So yeah. I think it's a really wonderful celebration in that sense.
Oh, definitely. I didn't know until today that this was always on the first day of National Reconciliation Week, these awards. And the theme this week is In This Together, which is quite serendipitous because I decided that last year, in fact, not knowing that it was quite a significant term right now. But In This Together, it is a good term in that Australia is all in this together. We are all sharing the same country. We are all needing to learn about the culture of this place that we live. It's quite a serendipitous term, but very suitable, don't you think?
I think it resonates so much at the moment. I think within this physical distancing that we have, that people are connecting with one another through platforms like the digital platform. And it's really extraordinary that in more ways than one, people are discovering that they can connect, and it's at a national level or it's in their local communities, and it's bringing people together, and it's bringing people together to navigate like the psychological aspect of isolation, the physical aspect of isolation, but also to really understand that we have more in common than we do have differences, I think. And if this is a better way to be in relationship with one another, then I think that augurs well for the future. That when we come out of this.
Yes, yes, and we'll come out of it stronger and better as people and a nation, hopefully.
I think so, yeah.
So you've mentioned that we can jump online and watch it tonight. There are links that we can access. Where's the best place for people to go?
If you go to the Australia Council website, so that's australiacouncil.gov.au,
mm-hmm.
and then there is a direction to the First Nation Awards, and that's streamed through Eventcast as well. You can also download an app if you've got an iPhone or an Android, and you can interact. So you can send your congratulations, and we will have at the bottom of the live stream platform, we will have running comments from people as well, which is really exciting. So you can be interactive and you're not passive. You're actually involved and engaged, and we'd love to hear your comments and where you're from and, you know, how you're enjoying it.
Oh, that's a really unique opportunity for people to get involved in maybe a way they never have before. So
exactly.
That's so great. It's also going to be replayed on NITV this Sunday night.
It is, yes.
So many ways we can catch this, and it sounds like a really great event. I'm glad you could give us your time before the awards start, and good luck tonight, and hope it all goes really well.
Thank you so much. I hope you can join us.